The state government budget crisis may be affecting a local government near you. The slow economy means dozens of states are short of money, which means they're slashing payments they once made to counties. Rural counties depend on that money because they don't have a lot of local business or industry. So now the counties have to cut money for parks, roads, and sheriffs, as NPR's Greg Allen learned when he traveled to Eureka, Kansas.
Greenwood County here in eastern Kansas is one of the state's largest, but its population is tiny, fewer than 8,000 people. This part of Kansas in the heart of the Flint Hills was built by cattle and oil. A century ago, the population was double what it is today, but now pump jacks sit rusting in fields. They're about all that remains of the oil industry. The cattle remain, but given the low prices of recent years, are barely profitable. Like many rural communities, the big concern is how to attract businesses and jobs and keep young people from moving away. In Eureka, the county's biggest town, County Commissioner Harold Finkhauser says he was taken by surprise when Kansas Governor Bill Graves recently announced that he was canceling the state's next two fund transfers to the counties. He says that leaves Greenwood County with a shortfall of $146,000 and few options.
And naturally, we're a large geographical county, but we're small in valuation and population, but we still have a lot of expenses that go on. And our tax levy's high, our valuation's low. There's certain services people expect, and we've already obligated ourselves in our budget to do things. And when this money isn't there, there's no other way to do it but cut something somewhere.
At the top of the list of expected cuts is road and bridge construction. With two good-sized rivers, Greenwood has more bridges than any other Kansas county. Most of them were built 70 or 80 years ago and are overdue for repairs. Bill Thomas and his crew are finishing up work replacing one of the old bridges that spans Fall River. The new bridge is a two-lane concrete and reinforced steel affair. He points to all that's left of the old one-lane bridge, now just a pile of boards and rusted iron.
It was the size of a pickup, yeah. It wasn't very much, yeah. But it was an old one, yeah. It needed replaced.
Some of the old bridges have 3-ton weight limits, too light even to accommodate some loaded pickup trucks. A few years ago, one of the old bridges just collapsed. Fortunately, no one was on it. Finkhauser says the budget cuts may force the county to postpone many of its bridge and road projects. It's also forcing cuts in the county's 11-man sheriff's department, especially worrisome given the proliferation of illegal meth factories in Greenwood and other rural Kansas counties. Along with 77 other counties and more than 100 towns and cities, Greenwood County is suing the governor to try to force him to release money he's withholding. Randall Allen of the Kansas Association of Counties says in a time of tight budgets, it's fair that the counties have some of their funds cut.
What is unfair about what the governor did is that we are taking a disproportionate share. Our share under his cuts is 50%. That far exceeds the percentage cuts that have been waged against other state budgets.
Counties in Missouri and North Carolina are also filing suit, seeking to force their states to release promised funds. Karen Miller is a commissioner in Boone County, Missouri, and president of the National Association of Counties. She says a lot of county business is done on behalf of the state, housing prisoners, for example, or conducting tax assessments. And she says increasingly, they're being asked to do more with less.
It's just like elections. Elections are a county function. Across the country, counties are the ones that hold all the elections for everybody. So when they pass an election reform bill and tell you you have to change what you're doing in your county to meet some standard or some mandate and don't include the funding with it, where does that put you?
County officials say what's going on now in the states is actually a stealth change in tax policy. States are cutting the revenue they share from statewide tax sources, forcing local governments to increasingly fund their operations from local taxes. In Eureka, Greenwood County officials are already considering raising property taxes next year. While that might help fund the budget gap, they worry it will only make it harder to attract businesses and jobs the county needs to survive. Greg Allen, NPR News, Eureka, Kansas.